Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right.
Just to... Season 2 finale, episode 232. With special guest, Freda.
Oh, hi, everybody. I figured, Vince, we were ending this season that we would just come do it at my home. And this is how I live every day. This is how I dress every day. This is kind of my normal life. I get waited on hand and foot around here. You know, life is really, really good. Yeah, my little dog and me, we just sit with breakfast in bed. Well, the crown. Oh, yes, my crown. This was a gift from a friend of mine. It's very appropriate, isn't it? Oh, actually, that friend decorated the ballroom, if you like it. Okay, well, here we go. So, I'm not organized this week. I have notes at random. So, this is going to be the random show. By the way, what'd you guys do Memorial Weekend? Memorial Weekend, it rained here. Rain. So, nobody did anything. We stayed home. Speaking of rain, there was a big leak, ruined our drapes, but we're going to get them repaired, we hope. School is out on Friday, so RJ's only got today, tomorrow, and Friday to finish school. I cannot wait. I feel like when he finishes the 11th grade, I finish the 11th grade. What is everyone's summer plans? What are you guys going to do? You know, we're going to be going to Los Angeles for the summer, but I do have full-time security at this grand palace that I live in, so don't get any ideas. Oh, did you notice my ring? This is a fly on the wall. So I can hear everywhere I go. Oh, let's see what else. Oh, and I'm going to be going to London this summer. I'll be doing a few little appearances. My husband's going to be interviewing or taking a deposition on a very high-profile, controversial witness in a case. I'll tell you about it later when it's over. Yeah, I don't want to tell you now. I have to have a lot of security. And then, you know, we're working on the house in Los Angeles, and thank God, our kitchen's going to be done. Jeff promises 10 days after I get there. I think Roy's going to have a heart attack because this is what I did. I said, Roy, we're renovating the kitchen. Now, this is what he heard. Oh, they're probably going to slap some paint on the wall and change out a couple of things. When he gets there, the whole kitchen is either in a new kitchen outside or in the middle of the living room floor. And there's nothing in the kitchen. And the living room, from the time you walk in the door to the left, because there's no extra room in the garage, is everything that you would normally have in a kitchen is sitting on the floor. He's going to faint. And I'm just going to say, I told you I was renovating the kitchen. And he's going to say, well, you didn't say, I'm going to say, renovation. Well, you know what renovation is. I'm telling you, he thinks I'm probably painting it or something. Anyway, I'm watching Billions. Are you guys watching Billions? Yes. Oh, my God. I think that was one of the best episodes ever. I won't tell you, but there was a scene with, what's the bald-headed girl's name there? I can't think of her name, where she shaves her head. Her and Wendy at the end, that was just, oh, my God, it left you holding your breath. Oh, my God. And Designated Survivor. I don't know if that was the last episode or not. I love that with Kiefer Sutherland. I wish you would all watch it. It's just such a normal way the world is supposed to work from the White House. That there's a new series out with Benedict Cumberlake, that, you know, or Cumberland or whatever his name is. He won an Oscar, or was nominated for one if he didn't win one. It's a great series, and it's based on a true story about how he was abused as a child, and the acting in it is just phenomenal. It's really good. It's a little heavy, but it's really good. And meanwhile, I want to thank you all for your support, because, you know, everyone says, why don't you have a podcast? Why don't you have a podcast? Why don't you have a podcast? Like, everybody has a podcast but me. But anyway, this podcast company reached out to us, and what James is going to be doing over the summer, you know, James is the director of our social media enterprise division of Leah Black, is going to be posting reruns on a podcast from every show we've done for the entire two seasons, so you'll be able to catch up on everything you missed, and it'll be available on your on your, I guess, your most comfortable, most used podcast platform. We will give you all the information later. Be sure you follow me on Leah Black Miami Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and you just stay informed that way, because if there's anything worth knowing, I promise you, you'll hear it first. I call myself a curator of news. All I do is curate the news. Oh, Freda's going to visit us in a few minutes. If she has time in her busy schedule. I mean, she had to go to the dentist today. Yesterday, she had to go to the doctor. She had to pack her boxes for Los Angeles. She had to go get her nails done and her hair done and everything for the trip. But if she has time, I think she's going to pop in. Let me know. Meanwhile, this is a good one. The demonstrators lie on the floor at a supermarket at Publix in Coral Gables. That's a few blocks from here. I wish I would have known. I would have sent the staff to lay down there. They're demonstrating. Publix donated to a candidate, I think his name is Putman, that is supporting the NRA. So all the kids from the high school, Stoneman Douglas in Fort Lauderdale, went there and got, they started a lion, they call it a lion on the floor at all the Publix locations. So they have them all lying on the floor. So look at that. I don't know if you can see it. It's probably too far. But it's a long way, but they're all laying on the floor at Publix. That was my Publix. Yeah, you can Google it. Now, this is an interesting little story. This Connecticut man was accused of assault, and the witness said that his private area was a lighter-colored skin tone than his regular black skin. So, the judge had him drop his drawers and pull out his penis to see what color it was, and it turns out the color wasn't any darker than his regular skin, and he was acquitted. So, the title of the article was, "No Hung Jury Here." Oh my God. Let's get into... trivia news. Oh my God, there's so much going on. So, in Miami, there's a group and a culture of people that believe in Santeria, which is Santeria is sacrificing animals, and then they put them out and they do these ceremonies around them, and they supposedly they say that they can do bad things to people, you know, like they can. Put a hex on you or put some spell on you to ruin your life. Well, you know, one of the girls on the show did that to me. And I found out through Christy that she had gone to this woman, put a job on me and the drag queen. But I guess it didn't work. Maybe it did work. The show wasn't renewed. So maybe she shot herself in the foot. You know, she was the one desperate to be seen, one the it girl. Anyway, but so listen to this. So this says there's a rooster running around. They named him Peo, and he was doomed to die in a Santeria ceremony. Just as his neck was to be slit, Peo's adoptive family swooped him in and persuaded the priest to sacrifice another animal. They brought him home and set him free in the backyard. Now he... It's just the neighbors are sleep deprived. He cock-a-doodle-doos all day and all night. He won't shut up. They call him El Turista, meaning the terrorist. And, you know, it goes on to say that he chases people around the neighborhood, and he's fast and he's aggressive. And, you know, people in the neighborhood are just sick of him. They wake him up at 4:30 in the morning crowing. And so I guess, you know, they should have just let him... be sacrificed, I don't know, but they're keeping Pio in the laundry room at night now so he doesn't disturb the neighbors. And his full name is Raphael, and he belts out cock-a-doodle-doo every morning at 4:30. And some people think that he's got a demon. You know, these are people who believe in all this weird stuff, witchcraft and everything. So some people think he has demons in him. So it's a good thing they didn't sacrifice him, I guess. They would have been killing one of the devils. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Let's hear it.
People are saying, hi, we're too far away this week, but we've got this gigantic...
Well, can't we move that up some?
We'll move it over this way.
We'll move it up some.
We want to. So maybe we can take it.
That's not getting any closer. Oh, I can move it over here.
Will.
Oh, my God. maybe. How's that? Is that better?
I think that's going to make people a little happier.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you know, you needed to get the grandness. The grandness and the fabulousness of me. And speaking of royalty news, Sir Paul McCartney, when knighthood just isn't enough, he topped his Beatle drummer and joined Harry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.